Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
I'll listen to.
We'll be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Hello and good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Today, hot and humid. Woo-hoo! Isolated storms are possible to high 91. And then pretty much the same thing going into Wednesday. We're looking at a high of around 92. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning.
How was your weekend? Your three-day weekend, your Labor Day weekend?
Well, I told you that I had to go to a party that my ex-boyfriend was going to be at.
How'd that
go? I was not looking forward to it. Well, it was interesting because he brought a girl with him.
Oh, he's got a girlfriend now.
No, they're not official.
Wait, how do you know?
I'm sure that they've already stopped talking. He has a new girl that he's talking to like once a week, and then they stop. But he brings this girl, and I'm not joking you, she looked exactly like me.
Well, that surprise you, though? Because all have a type, kind of?
No, he doesn't. It was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. And so my friend who was hosting the party said to him, she's like, so, are you going to introduce me to Alex's twin? And he got really offended.
Well, I would, too. That's awkward. Like, was the girl there, though, or no? Like, was the girl beside him when she said that? Okay, that's not as bad. Like, imagine being that girl. Like, who?
No, but it was very weird. And so I was really happy by the time that night ended. And then I went to a wedding with my boyfriend, the Egyptian, and he caught the garter, which is, I guess, exciting, although I don't really know that that's going to make a difference.
You guys are going to get married sooner than I thought.
Yeah, see, wow. I don't think when a guy catches a garter that in their mind that they're really thinking like, oh, I caught the garter, now I got to make sure I'm getting engaged soon. Like, I don't think that guys even think about that.
I think you're wrong about that one when it comes to the Egyptian. I'm going to have to move up my prediction. I'm going to say by Thanksgiving now.
Not even close.
Yeah, Thanksgiving for sure.
I'm telling you right now that there's no way we would even be engaged by spring, let alone fall, and I wouldn't even say by summer next year.
I'm thankful for this turkey leg, and for you, will you marry me?
There's no way. So that's what happened to me.
Liv the Web Girl, how was your weekend?
It was so much fun. I was in Atlanta visiting my friends, and it was a wild, wild, wild time.
Are you sick right now?
Yeah, I feel like my voice is kind of a little shot.
Yeah.
There was just a lot of laughing going on the entire weekend, just like brought to tears multiple times. We were the most obnoxious people every single place we went, but it was so much fun.
Well, that's good, though. It's good to have a good weekend. Mine was cool. I got to chill with my little bro, Michael, on Saturday. We got to go to shoot some hoops, and then the kid went to town. I can't go to Texas Roadhouse anymore.
Rolls?
Dude, the kid ate like 4 baskets of rolls. 4.
Yeah.
Do you know how many that is for a kid?
They're iconic.
No, I know they're amazing, but you can't eat that many. And then, of course, like, I'm a parent now. I'm like, you're not going to finish all your food. So we had to take all this food to go. So shout out to Katie. She was an amazing server. We must have been, like, the most toughest people to serve that whole day. But she was awesome, so we appreciated that. And I fell into a binge, like, hardcore. I was watching Ozark. It just popped up on my Netflix. I'm like, okay, let's watch the stupid preview. And I am addicted now to Ozark. I'm like,
I tried watching season one. I couldn't get into
it. How many did you watch? Because they're an hour long. They're long episodes.
Probably 3.
I'm really into it, Alex. I don't know if you want to dive back into it. It's a lot of time, though, to invest, an hour each. And finally, do you like ribs?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I've seen it. There's 2 locations. I went to one. I think it's on 16th Street, closer to me, because I live in Broad Ripple. King's Barbecue. Holy crap.
It's a local place?
I don't know. I think it's local. I know it's here, and I think Meridian Kessler, I think there's a location, too. It was so freaking good. I got the rib dinner. It's the best thing I ever had in my life.
I'll have to try that out, because I am always looking for good ribs. I am a rib person.
Sorry, I'm drooling over here. All right, let us know how your weekend was on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian denied rumors claiming that she hooked up with Drake, specifically denying that he's rapping about her in a song, In My Feelings.
Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside.
The rapper refers to Kiki, Kim's family nickname, and also the color of one of her KKW beauty lipsticks. The other cute clue that people on social media are using to connect the dots is from Drake's collab with Kylie's baby daddy, Travis Scott, on the song Sicko Mode. Drake's home is pretty close to Kim's, and the lyric goes, "I crept down the block, made a right, cut the lights, paid the price." So Kim put the rumor to rest herself. She said it never happened. End of story. According to sources, though, the two do have some mutual friends and are cordial when they have run into each other at events in the past, but they've never had a personal relationship or friendship. She's never slept with Drake before or after she was married. However, Nick Cannon fueled more Kim and Drake speculation during an interview on Complex's Everyday Struggle when he said, "Stepping back as a fan, there is something real personal that Drake holds over that whole family. Like, y'all don't want me to let this out."
Why is this just coming out now? Like, people are always trying to, like, start something up, because this would have came out right when the song dropped.
This is juicy to me. I'm very invested.
You're one of the people, like, I'm going to squeeze and see what I can get.
There's, I love it.
Nothing there.
Colin Kaepernick is the face of a Nike advertising effort commemorating the 30th anniversary of its Just Do It motto. He tweeted the words, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Hashtag Just Do It," superimposed on an image of his face. The Nike swoosh accompanies the image. Now, of course, you've got a lot of people wanting to boycott Nike, cutting their swooshes off their socks and all that stuff. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out for the company, because, I mean, he is a very controversial celebrity right now.
And they've had him for a while, since, like, what, 2011, he's been endorsing them. So he's not like he's a new person, but he's like the face of their campaign now.
Right. Also, it looks like Robin Wright is speaking out about Kevin Spacey finally. She discussed the allegations against her House of Cards co-star Kevin Spacey on Today, almost 2 months ago, saying that she only knew the actor rather than the man. In a new interview, she says that she believes in second chances, even as they pertain to him. She said, "I believe every human being has the ability to reform, has the ability to change. In that sense, second chances, or whatever you're going to call it, I absolutely believe in that. It's called growth." She has not been in touch with the actor and said that he'll reach out when he's ready. She said, "I think that's the way it should go." She added that she does feel sorry for him to some extent, although that does not mean that she believes the men who came out against him shouldn't have done so, or that she condones his alleged actions. And then, as far as the biggest movies over the weekend go, Crazy Rich Asians isn't slowing down. It is, again, the biggest movie in the country. I hope you went and saw it. I've been talking about it since I went and saw it when it came out. It is so good. Everyone needs to see it.
I have not seen it yet. I need to go see it. I think Lindsay would like it.
Yes, everyone will like it. So great. The romantic comedy took in $28.3 million over the four-day holiday weekend to come in first for the third straight weekend. The Meg remained in second place with $13.4 million, while Mission Impossible Fallout moved up to a spot with third with $9 million. That is the garbage.
Now, I'm not a kind of guy that complains about food. I'm like, oh, it's free. This is awesome for me. But it's an interesting video going around about a woman. I believe she was at the U.S. Open, and she was dunking her chicken tender. Let's call it a chicken nugget, whatever floats your boat.
Not it was into, a tender, for sure. There's a difference.
Not into ketchup, not into mustard. I mean, that would be normal stuff, right? Or barbecue sauce. I don't think we'd be like, oh, that's weird. She was dipping it into a pop. Like, it looked like a Pepsi of some sort.
I'm gonna barf.
But she it was like a TV cutaway, and like, as they're going to commercial, and you see this woman talking to her son. She has a chicken nugget, dunks it into her drink, takes a bite of it.
It's vile. She should be arrested.
No, I don't know if it's vile. I've never tried that particular method right there, but it brings up a question, though. What is your interesting food combination?
You know, a lot of people talk about dipping fries into shakes and all that stuff, and I just can't get into dipping something weird into something else. I like to eat French fries while I have, like, a McDonald's McFlurry, but I don't dip it.
You've never done the fry into the McFlurry?
No.
The classic is at Wendy's, where you get the Wendy's fry. It's got that salty fry, crispy, and in that sweet, chocolate. Oh, it's so good. You've never tried it.
No, I won't dip it, but I know everyone raves about it.
Would you get sick, though? Is that one of those things where you have a food phobia?
Probably, yeah. It grosses me out.
Oh,
so I just eat them separate together, but like, I do like the sweet and salty taste, just not on each other. I mean, that chicken nugget thing was absolutely nasty.
Live the Web Girl, you got any weird food combinations? Or maybe they're just, drunk combinations, but do you have anything that you enjoy?
Nothing that I can think of on the top of my head, but one time I was really, really, really drunk in college, and I ate peanut butter crackers
okay.
with mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Isn't that the now, same? Did it,
okay, I'm trying to envision here. Peanut butter crackers.
Yeah.
Were they, what kind of crackers were they? Were they the cheesy kind, like the orange, or were they like white crackers?
They were the orange.
Oh, interesting. What did that taste like? Was it a good decision?
Oh,
or?
You think I remember doing this? Oh. Hell no.
Well, I'm looking for some stuff here. Food combinations I don't get. People swear by it. And Alex, you're kind of out on this one, unfortunately, because I know you don't even eat it. But pizza, ranch on pizza. I never got that combination. That I'm just like, why would you ruin pizza by putting ranch on it?
I did that this weekend.
Yeah, we had an old coworker that did that.
Yeah.
And thoughts?
I mean, if you put ranch on anything, it's good. It's ranch, which I haven't had ranch in like 5 years.
I've never had ranch.
Excuse me? Your taste buds.
I have it.
Everything hopefully everything you have in you, it's just waiting for marriage. Like, you're waiting to hook up to have, you know, for the marriage.
I'm not waiting for ranch for marriage.
Maybe your taste buds are waiting to lose their virginity, too. They can actually taste something real.
You know what I never understood? Pineapple with cottage cheese.
Ew.
I know a lot of people like to put fruit in their cottage cheese, and that blows my mind. And
that actually sounds really... Do you like both of them separate?
Yes.
Okay, I do too. I've never tried those together, but that sounds good. I love pineapple on pizza. I'll be that person that fights it all day because it's savory and sweet. Oh, it's so freaking good.
I'm just shaking my head no.
So you only like chicken nuggets and you like... I'm trying to think of anything that you like. You never try any weird food combinations.
That woman in that video at the U.S. Open over the weekend had a child with her. I hope CPS is looking into that situation.
See the video online at RadioNowIndy.com. Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. This is sad, even though it didn't happen in America. I'm like, dang, could you imagine this? A massive fire engulfed Brazil's National Museum on Sunday, destroying priceless artifacts dating back centuries. Like, I think 20 million different pieces were in there, they said. And they don't know the exact damage yet. Firefighters from seven different stations worked throughout the night to put out the blaze. But even as the flames were going from place to place, the 200-year-old building just could not handle it. Brazilian President Michel Temer said the losses were too great to be calculated. Could you imagine if our entire U.S. history, or a majority of it, was just destroyed? Like, everything that made us who we are.
I'm sure some people would love that, but that would be very, very sad.
God, that's just terrible right there. Stranger Things fans, we got some cool news for you. There's now a Stranger Things corn maze in Lafayette. It opens up at Exploration Acres in Lafayette on September 4th. It's going to go through October 28th, so right around Halloween. It's about the size of 15 football fields.
Time to take a trip up to tip a canoe.
That's too damn big for me. I'm afraid I'll get lost in there. I'm going to need like a little tracker bracelet so I don't, you know, have a problem getting out. And there's about 10 miles long of the path, so you get a workout in. It includes familiar pictures from the show and the design, the main characters riding their bikes along the bottom. So
I'm interested in that.
I was reading more into this. The technology they use, like they do a digital printout, and then like as they go and plant the seeds for it to grow, it like puts it in the exact spot so the corn will grow here. I'm like, I just thought that they had to go through there and like chop down the corn as they went. But I guess that's working smart and not hard, because that's what I would do if I had a corn maze. I'm like, all right, we got to go cut all this down now in a pattern. Dang it, Jimmy, you messed it up.
My grandparents live there and I'm up there all the time, so I might have to go to that.
Oh, you're going to love it. Do you have a problem falling asleep? Because there's a new thing out saying this is how you fall asleep in just 10 minutes.
I'd love to know. Tell me.
Okay, here's what you do. There's a new book which reveals a secret method, according to the U.S. military, that they use to get their soldiers to go to sleep. The book titled Relax and Win, Championship Performance, it has this information. First, you have to relax the muscles in your face. Don't do this now. Do this later. Relax the muscles in your face, including your tongue, jaw, and the muscles that are around your eyes. Then you should drop your shoulders as low as they'll go before relaxing your upper and lower arms on one side and then the other. And step three involves breathing. You should breathe out, relax your chest. Finally, relax your legs. You should start with your thighs and then move to your lower legs. Once you've relaxed your body for 10 seconds, you have to clear your mind. Well, that's the dang problem.
Yeah, you lost me at the first step. That was too much. I don't know what's happening.
I can never clear my mind at night. It's like 10, 11, 12. I'm like, damn, where are all these ideas at that I needed them earlier in the day?
Yeah, that's how it always is.
It's always like the most random things. Like, why am I thinking about this? And do you know why we're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day? Any clue why you're not supposed to do that?
No, I don't really follow that rule.
Look at you, you rule breaker. No one actually knows like where that saying came from, but here's at least two ideas that maybe can make sense of it. The practical idea is that because it was so hot back in the day and obviously they didn't have air conditioning, if you wear white, that's the lightest color, it's going to help you stay cool. I mean, especially back in the day, too, like, you weren't just showing off everything. You had to cover everything up.
Was it because in the winter, if you're wearing white, you get lost?
That's a good idea, too. Winter is coming. Have you seen Sarah? No! We lost her! They're saying it was, though, to try to stay cool. And they also say, too, as fall came and rain would come, things could get muddy, you know, that like that awkward time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe your clothes could get more stained. That's one idea. The other one, to me, also makes sense, and it comes as kind of a... I guess a status symbol to separate, like, oh, I'm rich and you're not. The rich people could afford to get a new wardrobe or new clothing. Like whenever, like, after
like
Labor
every
Day.
Season.
Yeah, so everybody would wear white, but like, oh, brand new. Did you see Alex in her brand new fancy pants?
Pip, pip, pip.
Pip, pip, pip. Oh, you're poor. You're wearing white. Look at the poor people over here. I imagine that's how they talk. So I don't know if either one of those are right. Those are theories. I mean, it kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah, I guess I could believe that.
At least staying cool, man. I don't know how people did it back in the day without air conditioning. I would die. That's Joe's Need to Know News. 7 o'clock, it is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Coming up at 8 o'clock, you're going to win Taylor Swift tickets. I'm sorry, let me correct myself. Taylor Swift pit passes.
Well, you have to go through me first.
Don't worry, there's other protocol in place. There's a two-step authorization process.
Authentication process.
How would you feel if you were a person able to win pit passes, like a younger Alex? Would you just pee your pants?
Yes, I still would. Now, I don't understand the younger thing. I still would.
This is going to be at Lucas Oil Stadium on September 15th. So that's coming up less than an hour from now here on the Joe and Alex Show. Indiana, we made a list here out of all 50 states in America, and we were ranked the worst at this. Okay, now that I've given you that, what do you think we are ranked worst at? Like, we are the worst state in the entire country.
For eating your neighbor.
Nope. Live the web girl.
I was going to say sniffing your trash.
Oh, that's good.
Where do you guys pull this out of? These aren't even close.
This is just what people around us are always doing.
When's the last time you heard a ranking of where do you get this like ranked at? I've never even heard of that. No, none of those are right. Indiana ranked worst out of all 50 states for road rage.
Doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught so.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I'm a little surprised just because we're right next to Illinois, and I mean, it is 10 times worse when you're in Illinois with those drivers.
I'm from Michigan. You try driving in Detroit. Good luck. You're driving all of a sudden.
I feel like the only rule about driving is in Detroit is lock your doors, because at a stop sign or a stoplight, somebody's just going to run in and bust you.
Well, that's a little bit of stereotyping, but I guess...
That's what I've heard from people that live there and grew up there. That's what they told me. They said when you're at a stop sign or something, you have to make sure your doors are locked. Somebody will just open it and pull you out and take your car.
I wonder where the hell they were at, but
that's literally what I was told.
But I don't know my experience in Indiana. I've been here for like 5-6 years in Evansville and Indianapolis, and there's bad drivers, I'll give you that, but like road rage?
Yeah,
I think that's totally off.
I'm surprised. I wouldn't really say that that's true.
I think it is. I get people honking at me. And
because you're a bad driver.
Yeah, I think that's just
all
you.
All the time.
Because yeah, I never get that.
You suck at driving. I mean, you got in a car accident, a week ago because you were distracted or something?
Well, I'm just saying, whether or not it's me or the other people, I see road rage a lot, okay?
That's why
that's
people are
I'm
mad. Everybody's mad at Liv the Web Girl over here who can't drive.
When was this study? When did they start polling people? Because was it when Liv first moved here?
It said when Liv the Web Girl moved to Indianapolis, the entire state was affected by her driving. No, auto insurance center tracked fatal crashes between 2005 and 15 and found Indiana had the most fatal crashes caused by road rage, nearly 13 fatalities per 100,000 Hoosiers. I don't know, like, have you even seen any kind of road rage? I really haven't. I guess I've seen my wife flip somebody off, but...
Yeah, I really don't. That's what I'm saying. This is very surprising
I'm sure it happens. I think more of the road rage is us directed at, like, the actual roads, like potholes.
So I want to go back to this. You claim, because you're from Michigan, Joe, that when you're in Detroit, that someone's not going to try to pull you out of your car and then take you into an abandoned building and lock you up in there. That's not happening with their road rage?
That doesn't happen every day. No, people are, like, crazy aggressive. aggressive. They might actually like run your ass off the road. And now things are going to get worse. I'm predicting right now that if this wasn't true, it will become true because I know where my road rage is going to come from. It's from these people on scooters.
Oh, yeah.
They're back today.
They're back?
Yep. Bird and Lime scooters returned to the city today. The city council, back on July 16th, they passed the regulations and they said, you got to do this, you got to do this, blah, 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 blah. But basically today, September 4th, is when they can come back to the streets. 1,500 scooters each are going to be out there. And then after that, they're allowed to ask for more to go out there. And I think there might be a demand that it will increase. It charges $1 per ride plus 15 cents per mile if you want to use either the Bird or the Lime. The scooters can go up to 15 miles per hour and you do not need to return the bike to a specific area, which is kind of cool about that. They leave them wherever you are. Yep, and then people at night actually get paid to pick them up and charge them. So you also have to wear a helmet, by the way. That's something that doesn't do. But according to the city's regulations, it's going to cost you $25 if you are, caught. What, are police going to pull you over without a helmet on now?
Wait a minute. Where am I supposed to get a helmet? Am I supposed to keep that with me and walk around? No.
What?
Okay, so see, now that right there, that's going to make me not want to ever ride them because I'm not doing that. So I'm not going to go out, buy a $25 helmet, and then walk around with it with me in case I ever want to ride one of these scooters randomly.
I don't know. I think it's a good idea. I don't want more people to have head injuries. I think you need to be responsible and put something on. Why should I have to pay for your insurance?
No, I agree that they should be wearing helmets when they're riding these, but like they need to provide it. Why aren't the helmets like locked onto the scooter or something like that, and then you unlock it when you pay
to
ride?
Do you really
ride?
Want, though, like, okay, let's say I get all hot and sweaty.
Well,
I'm riding
that's also
then
the
you're
going
to have my sweaty, bald head on your hair?
I guess not.
That's
but...
probably why. Like, hey, would you like this $1 ride with a side of lights?
I didn't think about that.
Yay, thank you.
See, I don't know what the solution is.
Do you like the scooters, though, or not?
I haven't ridden them yet, but my boyfriend, the Egyptian, is obsessed with them. I mean, his life revolves around these stupid scooters. So when they went away, he was depressed. And now he'll be so happy that they're back. But I'm really curious to see what he's going to think about this new helmet rule.
I don't know. I just think that I like the idea of giving people a cheap option to get transportation across the city. But
well, not across the city. More like across a couple streets downtown.
Yeah, you can. I've seen these all.
No one's going to drive this from Mass Ave to Fishers. No one is going to do that.
How do you know that?
Because that's insane. You can't do that. You can't go like on the freaking interstate.
I'm sure you can find ways around it. You just got to like, figure out with your phone. I don't know. I see them all the way up where I live at. I mean, I live in Broad Ripple.
I think they're like, there's certain areas of the city that they just stay.
Whatever we want to call it, whether it's a mile or 5 miles, I think it's cool. It's giving people opportunity for transportation. But I also think it's dangerous. And if you're just like the bikers that take up the whole road, we got a problem.
Is that your road rage or Indiana road rage?
No, but other than that, I totally disagree. There's no road rage in Indiana. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Follow the Joe and Alex Show. We're on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And on Facebook, we use Radio Now 100.9. Have you had a song recently, Alex, that just gets stuck in your head? Because I've got a song, and I cannot get this thing out of my freaking head.
What is it?
It's this song. Do you know what it is yet?
I have a guess.
It's not Jaws. It sounds similar, but it involves sharks.
Yes!
Oh, God, I knew you'd love this song.
I love this song. I've been singing it forever.
Oh, my gosh.
The Egyptian actually showed me the song when we first started dating, and I'd never heard of it. And he was singing it to me.
Now, is this like a song for kids?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you'd think it'd be over. Baby shark, mom shark. No, it keeps going.
Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark.
Quark, quark, quark.
Daddy shark.
Grandma.
Wait, we're bringing Grandma into this?
Yeah, and with Grandma Shark, you have to do your hands like you've got a mouth with no teeth.
Oh, great. So I'm just gumming everything over my dentures.
Grandma Shark, Grandma Shark, Grandma Shark.
Wait, we have a Grandpa Shark now?
The whole fam. You've really missed the boat on this. You are so late to the game.
But I don't have
You've
kids,
missed out
though.
On so much fun.
I don't have kids, and obviously you love kids' stuff. I mean, how long has this Baby Shark song been out?
I mean, for a while.
I saw it like a couple of weeks ago, but I thought, it's coming and going, but it will not leave me.
No, it will never leave.
And now, there's another song out, or maybe you already knew this, and I'm just seeing it now. Same exact concept, same formula. There's another song. Tell me if you've heard this one right here. Sounds like Baby Shark. It's not. It's going to drive you crazy. I'm sorry I'm even playing this if you got kids in the car.
Monkeys. Oh, no.
No. We're not stealing Hollerback Girl, okay, for a little banana kid song here.
Yeah, we've got the OG. We don't need this.
It's the exact same thing.
It's the exact same thing. Sounds like the same people.
I cannot handle it.
The songs of a generation.
They are. What were the songs when we were kids? Because they sure as the heck weren't that. You can see this video and get it stuck in your head at RadioNowIndy.com. Well, a indie guidance counselor is going to be on the Ellen Show on Friday to share a story. Ron Colley guidance counselor Shelley Fitzgerald, who was placed on administrative leave for her same-sex marriage, will actually be on the Ellen Show later this week. She's listed on the show's website with Cher. She'll be a guest and performing. And Ellen, I guess, invited her on to share her story. She wants to hear it. Shelley has been a guidance counselor at Ron Colley for 15 years before she was placed on administrative leave last month. She married a woman back in 2014 and said she was told she could dissolve her marriage or lose her job at the school. Now, this is a statement from a few weeks ago that was posted on the school's high school on their Facebook page. They said, all employees must support the teachings of the Catholic Church both in and out of school. That includes the belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. The school said the expectation is defined in employee contracts and job descriptions so every employee can make an informed decision before they start the school year. 317-239-1009. What do you think should end up happening? Do you think that they should end up letting her go? She's currently suspended. Do you think the school's totally wrong in this? I mean, it is like a Catholic school, so I see where they're coming from with that. I'm torn on this one because I see where if it's in the handbook or whatever you agree to, the terms of whatever the service is, fine, that should be. But I don't think somebody's employment should be based on their sexual preference. I think that shouldn't even be a factor. I don't care what it is. That is so messed up, in my opinion.
I don't think that your employment should be based on your sexual preference unless you're working for a religious organization like that. Then really, that's their call. Like they said, it's all clearly defined in all of their terms of agreement and everything when you're an employee and sign on to work there. So I feel like, you know, I'm sure so many other high schools would love to hire her around Indy.
Oh, she definitely will get hired probably anywhere in the country after she's on Ellen.
Yeah, this is just the whole premise of, you know, if you're a religious person and you own a bakery or any type of organization, you don't want to do something because you feel like it goes against what you believe, then you should not be forced to do that. You know, she could work at any other high school that is not Catholic or Christian or private like that, that's going to have those beliefs. And then I don't think it would be any type of problem at all.
Now, what do you think about this, though? She's been doing it for so long. Like, she's been there 15 years and they just now found out about it. Because obviously,
well, she just got married in what, 2014?
2014, but it's not like she just, you know, was married to a guy before. She's right. Obviously, like, been in love with a lady. So,
well, I guess
I don't
just didn't know about it.
I guess, but why would you suspend her anything now? She's been doing a good job, right? All these students are supporting her.
Yeah,
it
sucks.
I mean, I don't get it.
It absolutely sucks, but that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a Christian high school, so they're going to have those types of standards that they're going to want all of their employees to follow.
317-239-1009. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. What should the school do here? Like, do you agree that they suspended her? Do you think she should actually be fired? She should get her job back? Liv, what do you think?
Well, I went to a Catholic school all my life, and when I was in grade school, there was a teacher that got a divorce from her husband, and even that was kind of brought into question if she was
really
going to be able to keep her job or not, just because divorce is technically against like our religious beliefs if it's not an annulment.
Yeah,
for Catholicism.
And then she got pregnant out of wedlock, and that's when they officially fired
shame!
Her.
Shame!
One of our teachers.
Shame! This is why, side note, we're not getting religious debate, but this is why people like talk crap about religion. Because people are so extreme with it. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Abigail.
Abigail, what did you want to say? You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
I think that the school was in the wrong for this. There are plenty of lesbian LGBTQ plus teachers and or Christians who are LGBTQ plus. Her sexuality shouldn't matter in the meanings of what religion she is or what she believes in.
But what if she signed up, though? She agreed to it when she signed up to the thing. Like, I kind of agree with you, but she went into an agreement with the school. It's like, hey, these are our beliefs, whether you agree with them or not. But obviously she said, okay, I do.
That's understandable, but at the same time, when it comes down to it.
Do you go to the school? Do you go to the school? Roncalli High School?
I am in high school now.
But you don't go to that school?
I don't go to that school, but I had plenty of friends that went to that school.
And what do they think?
They agree with me.
All right, cool.
They went to the school.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Aaliyah on the Joe and Alex show. Aaliyah, you think the school is wrong. Why is that?
Because she didn't flaunt her relationship with her wife. Somebody just got mad and said something about it. Because we know, my family knows that family, and she doesn't really flaunt her relationship like that.
Right, but it's not about flaunting it. I mean, it's just the fact that she is in a same-sex relationship, and it's against the teachings of the Catholic Church, and that's a Catholic high school. And she signed a contract before working there that said that, you know, she would be okay with the rules of that you can't have, you know, same-sex marriage or be in a same-sex relationship. So whether she flaunts it or not, they found out about it, and that's what she signed up for, I feel like.
Yes and no.
All right. Hey, I guess everybody's going to disagree on that. Let's go to line number four this morning. Kara, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Is it Kara?
Kara.
Hey, what's up? What do you think about this?
I think it's wrong. I think that whether or not she agreed to the contract, it's not okay for her to be in a loving relationship with a woman, but it's okay for priests and cardinals to molest little boys and it be hidden.
Well, yeah, that's not okay either. But, I mean, that didn't happen at Roncalli and somebody kept their job, though. So if you're only looking at it on a local level, I'm sure that if they had somebody at the school that was molesting somebody like that, then they would have been fired as well. But that's a national issue. That's not local.
You bring up like a wider point, like Alex is saying, because locally, yeah, I would hope not. I would like to give them the benefit of the doubt.
I'm sure they would lose their job.
Somebody out,
yeah,
they'd be gone. But it brings up an interesting point, though. It's like, how is this an issue? And this is like a big deal, but the other stuff that's going on like kind of swept under the rug. So I guess I get what you're saying. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex show. We'll take more of your calls here today for Joe Wants to Know. Let's get to Diane this morning on the Joe and Alex show. Diane, what did you want to say?
Good morning. I wanted to say, as a graduate of Roncalli High School, and I know many family and friends that still go to Roncalli High School, we all love and support Mrs. Fitzgerald. I'm very proud being a graduate at Roncalli. I was taught to love and accept all, the faculty, the students, everyone supports her. This is a Catholic issue. This goes higher than Roncalli High School. This would happen at any Catholic institution across the U.S. should a teacher violate their contract. With that being said, I think everyone would agree that she was an excellent teacher and that we all support her and wish that she was still there. I think the bigger issue is the one person who brought this to the forefront. They're not living their Catholic faith, because as a Catholic, I believe, as many of my family and friends who still go to Roncalli believe, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated, the golden rule. And that's what Roncalli High School taught me. And I'm proud to say that I graduated from Roncalli.
Now, you're the second person to bring it up this morning. It sounds like, was this like some bad beef, or why did the guidance counselor get exposed for being in a relationship that the school disagreed with?
I mean, that's a good question. I think that's the bigger issue. Obviously, there was someone who wanted to bring this up. And I think once it was brought up, then the school had to. This was brought up to the Archdiocese. This was not just a Roncalli issue again. My daughter goes to a Catholic school, and I know when things have been violated, whether it be pregnancy or living with someone outside of marriage, there have been terminations. I think the bigger issue is that majority of people don't go looking for these things. I think one person sought out, you know, hatred and wanted to bring this up. And I think that's the person that should be talked about. I think for the most, 99% supported her, regardless of what her sexual orientation was. She was loved. She was an excellent teacher. And what she did for those students will go with them beyond this.
That's a great take.
Yeah, Diana, man, thank you. Might be the call of the day right there. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. And what are your thoughts on the situation?
I'd first like to say that I agree with whoever just called in. Like, Ms. Fitz was a great teacher, and she was an amazing outlet for so many students. But my point is, like, kind of like why you would want to work somewhere that doesn't support your sexual preferences and, like, you know, I feel like most of the teachers there are people there. Like, if she went up and was like, hey, I got married to my wife, they'd be like, oh, did you now? Like, it wouldn't be this open, supportive, like, happy kind of thing. And for me, it's like, why would you? Like, I went to Roncalli. I was a graduate from there. I didn't have the greatest overall experience. I was bullied. I didn't get along with a lot of people. And it's like, if I, like, for me now, when I have kids, like, I'm not really looking to send my kids there. Like, it wasn't the greatest experience for me. So knowing that people don't support you, why would you want to, like, continue to work there? You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but, like, maybe it's convenience. Maybe she really had a connection with those kids. I mean, it's easier said than done. I think we all have parts in our job where, like, God, I hate this part of my job. At the end of the day, the benefits, the pros outweigh the cons. Does that make sense
at
all?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And I do wholeheartedly believe she's a wonderful, wonderful person. I feel like it's an awful situation. I hate the situation overall. I just, in the back of my mind, like, knowing, like, I've got this big kind of secret, I guess, like, I think it would just kind of eat away at me overall. Like,
I agree.
But thank you. Wholeheartedly, she's a great person. Like, I don't wish anything bad for her at all.
Definitely.
I support her 100%.
Hey, Anonymous, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Aaron, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what is your thought here? We're talking about Roncalli guidance counselor Shelley Fitzgerald, currently suspended, going to be on Ellen on Friday, and just wondering everybody's thoughts about what should happen with the situation that's unfolding.
So, I'm gay, and I used to date a teacher, actually, that worked for an Avon Christian school. And she kept it very hush-hush, and she made it very clear to me that that was the way it needed to be for her to keep her job and for everything to be okay for her with her job and financially. So I'm not saying that it's a right or a wrong thing for the teacher to be fired. I'm not saying, yes, fire her. I'm not saying, yes, she should keep her job. I'm not saying either one of those things, but I am saying that she knew what she was getting herself into. She knew that she signed that dotted line. I mean, I'm gay and I can say that, you know, if I sign an agreement, then that's on me.
I agree. That's interesting that you say that. We got a tweet from a guy named Jeremy that says that he's gay. And he says, as a gay man, I think that her being put on suspension was fair. If for 15 years she violated a signed contract at a private institution, then the school is within their merit. Is it ideal or okay? No. But is it fair and within the school's rights? Yes.
Yeah, legally they're right, but, like, morally, like, I struggle with that too, and I consider myself to be a Christian. Hey, thank you guys for all of your calls. Alex, is this on our Facebook too, or is it just on our Instagram and Twitter?
This is on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
I feel like this might be one of the biggest things going on today, social media wise. So join in the conversation, give it a like. You have any more questions? It's kind of funny to watch her squirm over there. Liv the Web Girl's like, so what are we doing? What is this thing about? What is this?
I mean, I just have no idea what you guys are, like, what you're talking about.
I don't know what it is.
We have a piece of paper. It's called, like, a show rundown. It shows what's coming up. And now is the time of the show where I wrote on there, a listener had an awkward encounter with Liv the Web Girl. So before I actually play the audio, yes, there's audio of this. Alex doesn't know about this either. She really doesn't. Liv, anything you want to confess or throw out there, maybe apologize, about something that happened with you and a Radio Now 100.9 Joe and Alex Show listener. Anything that ever happened that might have been an awkward encounter that you did?
No, I literally cannot think of a single thing.
Nothing happened on Mass Ave? Nothing in Broad, Ripple, ring a bell?
No.
Play it.
All right. Well, let me set it up. I was at the Indians game on Thursday night, went and saw them take on the Toledo Mudhens, and it was a fun game. And as I'm walking out, I met tons of listeners, but one person's like, are you Joe? I'm like, yeah, this is my wife, Lindsay. And she's like, oh my gosh, I've got a Liv the Web Girl story. And this is the Liv the Web Girl story that she told me. See if this refreshes anything, rings a bell.
So I'm in the line at Brothers in Broad Ripple.
Anything yet?
No. And I see Liv dabbing, but I don't know it's Liv.
Okay.
See, we don't make this up. Liv, literally, if you see a girl dabbing anywhere, Mass Ave, Broad Ripple,
probably her.
Probably Liv the Web Girl.
I'm like, so nervous. I like this girl.
Okay.
Girl, she's dabbing. So I let her cut the line, and everybody behind me is just so mad because they're like, oh my gosh, she let her cut, you know? And so Liv makes up this story that she's like consulting me that I broke up with my boyfriend or something. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, wait, I totally remember this girl.
Hold on. So this is true.
So then we like get into the bathroom and she's like, do you listen to like the Joe and Alex Show? And I'm like, yeah.
Wait, you ask that?
Is that your common line you ask people?
No, but I was talking to this girl for a while and she was so cool because she was like letting me cut the line and like she was going along with me about this fake story of why I needed to cut the line and talk to her.
And she's like, I'm Liv. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, you're not Liv the Web Girl.
So you tell some girl in a bathroom line, do you know who I am?
Yeah, do you know who
no,
I am?
No, that's not what I meant it
You're
as.
About to go to the bathroom with royalty.
That's not what I meant
Do you
it
want
as.
Me to sign an autograph for you?
Oh my gosh,
you?
I hate
I'm
you guys
Liv.
So much.
Do you
that's not
buy
what
me,
I meant.
Do you want to buy me a Red Bull drink?
Also, I'm trying to like make friends out here
yeah.
and brothers because God knows
oh,
you
is that
guys
how you
won't
do it?
Come
by
out
By saying,
with me.
Do you know
is
who
that
I
how
am?
You do
no,
it?
But I spent probably 25 minutes with this girl in this line in the bathroom, and she was willing to let all of these people like be mad at her because she let me cut the line.
Yeah,
so
she sounds cool.
Like,
she sounds like a friend you want to yeah. have.
Oh, definitely.
And she's like, yes, I am.
So she comes out of the bathroom and said,
now this is the girl's boyfriend. He's got a part of the story
what?
Too.
What? What? No, I don't remember this part.
I just went in the same stall with Liv the Web Girl to the bathroom.
The same bathroom stall. I was like, this is really weird. Because I didn't even know this girl. And yeah, we went into the same stall.
So wait, nice. You went into the same stall?
I don't
stall?
Remember that. I don't remember that part. I remember the stall not being able to lock. And so there was only down to two stalls because in Brothers, two of the stalls don't lock. And so I remember I was like, well, I don't care. I'm going into one of the stalls that's broken because I don't want to wait this long. And so I was holding the stall closed with my foot while I was on the toilet. And I was like stretched out.
I think the moral of the story is poop the listener, make a listener for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Liv. This is something that I thought was really a cool idea, Alex, to do the drive-through dare, but I'm worried that nobody is going to actually get the person to finish kind of the lyrics. We're going to have them say, look what you made me, and then the person has to say, do.
All you have to do is go to a drive-thru right now, get up to the speaker. When they ask for your order, you just say, ooh, look what you made me.
Do? Are you singing that Taylor Swift song?
Yeah, you have to get them to finish the lyrics. So they have to say do. That's all that has to happen. We just have to hear it happen, and you will win pit passes to Taylor Swift.
Let's go to Danielle in Noblesville. Where are you at right now, Danielle?
Dunkin' Donuts.
How far away are you from the drive-thru?
I'm pulling up. The car in front of me is getting ready to pull up.
Okay.
All right, cool. Put it on speakerphone. We need you to put it between, like, halfway between you and the speaker so we can hear both people talk loud. And make sure you don't actually say the word do, okay? You just have to say, look what you made, you know, like sing the song. Look what you made me.
Okay.
All right. We're listening. Make us proud and keep on repeating it, okay?
Okay, I will.
Worst case is you don't get Dunkin' Donuts today. You just drive away in shame.
No, well, I've already been through once.
Oh, my gosh. You're dedicated to this bit.
I am.
Come on, Danielle. You got to do this.
Do I need to wait for them to ask me, like, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, I would assume they usually do, so you know they're there, right?
Something, yeah. They'll take your order. Put your window down so we can hear.
I'm sitting here at the screen now.
Okay, well, don't give away the whole plan.
Say hello.
I still got you in my car.
Say hello. See if they say anything.
Hello? Hi. Hi. Look what you made me. Look. Oh, did you hear that?
I didn't.
Have her say it again. Put your phone out.
Look what you made me.
Hey!
Good job, Danielle.
Wait, what's the drive-thru person's name? What's her name?
What's her name?
Put your phone out. We can't hear
her.
Yeah,
we can't hear her. Put your phone out so we can hear her.
It's out. I can't get out any farther.
What's your name, drive-thru lady?
Fiona.
Hey, are you listening to the Joe and Alex show right now, or are we just really annoying?
She's working. She can't listen to us.
Oh, wow. I wonder if, like, maybe Danielle set up a secret plan to make this happen. Either way, you got her to do it. That's what we're looking for. Wow. Drive-through dare. One hell of a dare today. Took forever.
Good grief.
I feel bad for all those businesses because you can't go back through the drive-thru, right? If you try today, you can't go back again, right?
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. Congratulations, Danielle. You got pit passes for Taylor Swift's Reputation World Tour right here in Indy.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. We're kidding. We're actually not giving them to you. We're giving them to the drive-thru person instead.
We're giving away Taylor Swift tickets all this week, by the way, on the show, but it's going to be a different time every day. So you have to make sure you're listening. Follow our Twitter at Joe and Alex Show every day to know the next day when to listen in for to
yeah.
win.
Also, our Instagram story. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Machine Gun Kelly clapped back at Eminem after he slammed MGK on his track Not Alike of his new album Kamikaze over the weekend. MGK dropped a diss track called Rap Devil yesterday, throwing shade at Eminem's facial hair and even brought up his daughter Haley. He rapped, "Hey, somebody grab him some clippers. His blanking beard is weird. Tough talk from a rapper paying millions for security a year. I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic." In Not Alike, Eminem called out MGK for a tweet in 2012 where he said that he thought Eminem's daughter was hot. MGK also made claims that his new album was a result of M being sober and bored and called for him to get over comments that were made years ago. Buzz Aldrin weighed in on the first man American flag controversy. The iconic astronaut on Sunday tweeted photos of himself standing on the lunar surface, planting the flag, along with a number of hashtags, including proud to be an American and one nation. Aldrin, the second man to step foot on the moon, is not pleased that the upcoming film about his crewmate and first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong, starring Ryan Gosling, will not show the planting of the American flag on the moon. Armstrong died at the age of 82 in 2012. Gosling defended the decision, saying the moon landing, quote, transcended countries and borders.
Yeah, but it was like the U.S. going there. There's a lot more to it. I saw one thing which makes sense in why they're not saying it. They're afraid, I think it's Japan or China, they'll offend them and they won't show the movie.
Cry me a river. Cry me a river. I'm so glad that this story is in the garbage because you know what? This is absolute garbage. Andrew Allen said, who was another former astronaut, said it was this nation, it was America that led this space race to the moon. It was America that planted this flag on the moon and it was the American leadership that got us there, that had the vision to get us there. I wish and I hope and I pray that we will soon get back to the day where we are all proud to be Americans. We're not ashamed to say and that we are proud to be Americans. It's just absolute
I
trash.
Think in this movie,
I won't be
though,
seeing that movie.
Well, this movie, though, I don't think that's why they did that. I agree. The flag should be in there. The U.S.
Ryan
did
Gosling
it.
Is playing the character and says that's why they're doing it.
I know, but I'm telling you right now, one thing I was watching another person, they're saying these big places, sometimes they will censor it. In China, where they censor everything, if it's an American flag or an American thing looking good, they will censor it. And then they're saying that the studio doesn't want to lose out on all that foreign movie money right there. So I believe that's a reason why, too, that they didn't do that.
Sometimes you have to stand up and do what's right, even if it's not the easy thing. It should be about painting the truth and telling the truth about the real story about Americans going to the moon first. That's all I have to say about that.
Is that the garbage?
Yes.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, Alex.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Would you like some drive-through drugs? A Florida couple was using their home to sell heroin laced with fentanyl. Well, that's a fun little concoction.
Ew.
And here's the problem. They made it pretty obvious. Police were investigating a sudden increase in overdoses when they came across a mobile home with a drive-through service sign directing motorists where to go, and it even had an open and closed sign as if they were a business.
Come on now.
Why are these people so dumb? Like, use your creativity to do something positive. Like, you could open a business, maybe. Probably not, but I mean, besides that, do something different. They converted a kitchen window into a drive-through window so they wouldn't have people coming into their home all the time. I mean, to be honest, that ruins the carpet, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're keeping that safe, so that's good.
They were charged. They were arrested and charged with selling drugs and maintaining a drug house. A man tried to shoot a ghost. A Connecticut man told police that he was a paranormal investigator. He's now facing several charges after firing not one but two shots into a house at which he told police might have a ghost inside of it.
I do the same thing.
Can you shoot a ghost? I'm learning something new. I don't know a lot about that.
Well,
so.
According to Kesha, you can have sex with one, so I feel like you could shoot it.
You can't have sex with a male ghost, though, right?
That's what she said happened to her. And the mold, actually, somebody else did. I don't know if it was Bobby Brown or who else said they had sex with a ghost. So
I wish a ghost would do something to me when I'm sleeping. Just come over here. Yeah, the guy fired shots in the house, and he told police there might have been a ghost inside. They say that he put two bullet holes in the wall. This happened on July 26th. He initially reported the incident, though, as an attempted break-in.
Is ghost whoopee cheating, though, if you're in a relationship? Would you consider that? Live the web, girl, if your boyfriend told you he hooked up with a ghost, that he cheated on you?
Yes, absolutely.
How is that cheating on you?
See, I want to know if she was prettier than me. Like, was this ghost prettier? Then I'm upset.
Definitely. She had that ghost body going on for days. I don't think it's cheating, though. Yeah, so he later told police, yeah, you know what? There wasn't a break-in. It's just I think there was an intruder that was a spirit. He actually did this, by the way, back in 2011. So this is not the first time this guy has had to shoot at a ghost.
Wow.
And our final dummy of the day story, something's fishy A supermarket in Kuwait was shut down the other day. Any idea why they might have been shut down?
In Kuwait?
Yep, in Kuwait. Something fishy happened. They shut down their market.
I don't know. A fish was still alive?
No, the fish were dead, which, I mean, you want dead fish. You don't want live fish when you're eating them. They were actually caught, though, sticking those googly eyes, you know, that kind of move around a little bit. They were putting them on the fish eyes in the seafood section. To make them look fresher.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you just imagine picking up the fish eyes?
It looks fresher. You can obviously tell that's stuck on there.
Oh, God. I don't know if that makes them dumb or smart, but they ended up getting shut down, so I guess they are a little bit dumb. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Welcome to my Welcome to my Oh, Alex, let's go into your animal house.
Yeah, I like to scour the news, find some funny news stories that have to do with animals. We do it this time every single Tuesday. It's called Alex's Animal House. So there was a woman accused of stealing a car in Florida, but here's why this is interesting. She had a lot more than just the cops pursuing her. She gets out of her vehicle and starts to flee the scene on foot. And that's when Jamie Young found herself in a pasture where a herd of cows joined the chase. There was actually a helicopter that was following her. Aerial footage from the sheriff's office helicopter showed her in this stolen SUV crash into a stop sign. Then she gets out, starts booking it. She had a passenger with her. They got out and started running into another pasture. And then another person stayed in the vehicle who was later arrested. The driver, Jamie Young, ditched the car, but she could not ditch the cops. So investigators watched her every move from the helicopter, including her romp around a field with about 20 cows.
Wait, did you say every one of her moves?
Yeah, every one of her moves. The chopper pilot told the police officers on the ground below some details about what he was seeing in the sky.
Looks like they may attack her. Keep going southeast. She's pretty far into the field now. If you see the large group of cows, they're literally following her and chasing her.
The aerial footage showed the cattle in hot pursuit as they took matters into their own hooves. At one point, a cow got so close to Jamie, it looked like he might attack her, but then he backed off. The animals herded her across the field where she appeared to jump over a fence to escape. Then she fled the field and hid in a bush, and that's when officers caught her. And you know what they did?
Please don't tell me they...
They put her under arrest. Hope you enjoyed my animal house.
Live the Web Girl and myself here, Joe, on the Joe and Alex Show. We predicted that Alex and the Egyptian would be getting married very, very soon.
Dude, I told you this is not happening. It's not going to be soon at all, if it ever happens. I hope it does, but we've only been dating for almost 6 months now. There's no way.
Quit that stinking thinking. Why are you so negative?
I feel like a month ago, you were like, I don't know, maybe. Like, I feel like a month ago, you were way more sure than you are right now.
You know why? I'll tell you the truth exactly why. Because recently, he's the one that's been all like, well, I don't want to say things for sure. So now it's making me all in my feels like, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to get my hopes up.
All right, you need to stop that negative thinking. Listen, this is why I think this proposal from the Egyptian to you will happen by Thanksgiving. If you did not know this.
You are so full of it.
I Live the Web Girl probably will back me up. I don't know her thought, but I bet she will. This past weekend, Alex went to a wedding with the Egyptian and his family, and guess who caught the garter?
The Egyptian.
The Egyptian caught the garter!
That means nothing to a man.
Yes, it does. Well, it doesn't matter.
You know
matter.
What? He wanted to win. That's all that he was thinking is, I just want to be the person
no
to grab
guy,
this.
That's where you're wrong, because no guy wants to catch the garter. Like, we're all like, oh, let it fall. Like, no guy's like, yeah, I won. I got some girl sticking on her leg.
Dude, that's him, though. He was thinking, yeah, I won. I got something that was around this girl's leg. He wasn't thinking, like, I'm going to try to catch this because I want to get engaged to Alex soon.
Every wedding I've ever been to, the guys take it so much more seriously than the girls do, but the girls get the bad rep that, like, they want the flowers,
the bouquet,
more than everything, the bouquet.
This is totally a sign that you are going to get proposed to. What is it now? Yeah, I think in the next month or two.
It's not.
I will say no one tries to catch it unless it's on their mind.
Are you kidding me?
Like, I don't ever try to catch the bouquet at a wedding because I'm like, no way, Jose, I'm not ready for that. So it's like the fact that he was trying to, he was at least there.
You
which
think?
Means that it was at least on his mind.
I think he's just doing mind stuff. He's mind freaking you, trying to make you think that he's not when he really is.
No, I think he's just competitive. Here's the thing. I know when he will be almost ready to propose because he told me that our parents, he only wants our parents to meet each other when he is close to proposing. So when he says to me, hey, I'm ready for our parents to meet, that's when I will know that it's happening soon.
Why is that a
thing? That's really weird. That's
I think it's
concerning.
Weird. I have, it is, because our parents both live in the same city. And so I, like, his
that's
parents ask
more.
All the time. So his parents are always asking, hey, Alex, when are we going to meet your parents? And I'm like, well, I mean, it's up to Matthew. That's the Egyptian's name. So I always say that it's up to him. And he says, no one does that unless you're close to being engaged.
I think that's wrong.
Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Zach.
What's up, man? What do you think? Do you think this is a sign?
I don't think so, because honestly, I've caught probably the past 5 garters at the weddings I've been to, and I'm still not engaged, and
okay.
I've been with my girl for 10 years.
Oh, so, you're the worst!
No, but that's you just being lazy. 10 years? How did she not dump you?
I don't know.
She deserves better, Zach. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Did you at least knock her up? Did you at least knock her up and give her a kid out of wedlock, something to stay around for?
Oh yeah. I've got her on layerway, is what we call it. So
that is horrible.
Wait, we call it or you call it that?
No, she does too.
So do you think you'll ever marry her?
Oh yeah, it's coming soon.
Okay, good. Thank Wait, God.
Like
the
in
poor
the next,
girl.
Next 20 years or so.
I was about to set up a GoFundMe.
Yeah. Probably next 20 years will work.
Good grief!
Wow. Could you do that, Alex? Could
never
you do
ever,
that long?
Dude. I'm at this point in my life, like at how old I am, which I sound like I'm way older than I am, but just being mid-20s, you know, I'd like to
up.
Have a family. Yeah, I'm drying up. I want to have kids starting like right in my late 20s, early 30s. So I would like to be married soon. So to me, I'm not going to date anyone longer than like a year and a half, 2 years max. If we're not getting engaged.
Well,
like,
hey,
I'm not doing a thing where I'm dating somebody for 5 years.
If you see Alex around town, please give her a big congratulations.
Stop it.
If you're a floral company, maybe
Stop.
You want Alex to check you out. Hit her up on Instagram or Twitter.
No.
Just I am
not getting
so
engaged.
Excited.
Please. Now you guys have me all freaked out about this meeting the parents thing. So now I definitely don't feel good about it.
Well, I think that is like a little strange.
Yeah, that is a little
I
bit weird.
I think any serious couple that's like normal, even if it's not proposal or anything like that. Like, I think it's just normal for parents to meet each other, especially being in your mid-20s to late
Great.
20s.
Well, now I have way more insecurity and anxiety about my relationship than I did before this break. Thanks, guys!
Sorry.
Perfect. Oh, yeah! It's a Tuesday morning. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a Tuesday morning. Oh, yeah! That's what happens when you come to work.
There was just 8 crashes on 465 right now.
Make it 9!
Because of that.
Make it 9! Stay between the line! Ooh!
Just ignore him.
I'm sorry. Don't you get excited when you don't have to work a full week?
It is nice. That's right. We're almost already halfway there.
I mean, I'm going to be all screwed up. Like, I don't know what day it really is today. I think it's a Tuesday.
You do realize that we're getting headshots done tomorrow. Do you have something nice to wear for this?
About that, I'm going to get my beard trimmed. I'm not shaving it, just tightening it up a little bit. My wife took her freaking hair dryer. She was out of town this weekend, so my beard's just a hot mess. But no, I don't know what I'm going to wear. I don't have a lot of dressy clothing, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I'm going to wear some sort of rainbow color or bright color. So as long as it's in with that, don't wear something like pastel. That would look bad.
What's pastel?
Like a very light blue or a very light pink or purple. That won't match.
Well,
so it's
got
to be real bright. I'm wearing like either neon lime green or like a rainbow dress.
I've got that salmon colored shirt I like to wear. It fits nicely.
Salmon would look good with the lime green, but I don't know about the rainbow striped dress.
Here's the thing. Alex,
wear black.
Alex picked exactly what she wanted to wear, and me and Joe have to coordinate.
That's right.
Well, I disagree. I don't have to do a damn thing.
That's how it should be. Well, the pictures are not going to look good if you are not coordinated.
I got that new shirt. It's like, we'll hug for beer. I think I'll wear that shirt.
No, I'm going to be dressy. You guys have to be kind of dressy nice.
I just don't want to be in the photos. Do I have to be in them?
No,
yes,
no,
you're
you
part of the show. What do you mean?
I hate getting my photo taken.
You could be in the background really far behind.
Okay, cool.
No, we're going to have some new pictures, so we'll be posting them up soon when we get those on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
We'll do that thing. We'll have to get you on a stool, but you'll stand behind me or sit behind me, and we'll put your hair over my head so I have hair.
Perfect.
There we
See,
go.
So you're in the photo, but you don't even realize it. Hey, if you missed anything on the show today, a lot happened. Go to RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex show. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.